Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 17 of Jeremiah chapter 32. O Lord God, behold, you yourself have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you, who shows mercy to thousands, but repays the wrongdoing of fathers into the laps of their children after them. Great and mighty God. The Lord of armies is his name, great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of mankind, giving to every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds, who has accomplished signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and even to this day, both in Israel and among mankind. And you have made a name for yourself as at this day. You brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and an outstretched arm and with great terror. And you gave them this land which you swore to their forefathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey.
No one enjoys illness, conflicts, or difficulties. Such stressors tend to demand attention and drain energy, narrowing our focus until our troubles become larger and all else is pushed to the side. What we need at such times is a glimpse of the greatness and majesty of the Lord. Looking at Him helps those of us who are believers see our problems from the proper perspective. During the captivity, when Jeremiah was confined in the guardhouse and Jerusalem was about to fall into enemy hands, the Lord's promised restoration of the land seemed far away, if not impossible. But Jeremiah turned his eyes to God. He remembered the Lord's great power, unfailing love, assurances to Israel, and omniscience about everything taking place. The good news is that the words of Jeremiah's prayer to the Lord, "Nothing is too difficult for you," are still true today. Although we may want our difficulties resolved immediately, what we really need is a bigger vision of God, not fewer problems. The larger and more accurate our understanding of the Lord is, the smaller our troubles will seem. Even better, as we exercise faith in Him, our confidence in His ability to handle our trials will increase.